we see that he wasn't here for himself. He came for us. And as Christians, as Christ followers, we should reflect that same heart in our lives. And so when God puts a vision in our hearts, it usually doesn't revolve around us, but it revolves around other people. But see, unfortunately, most people never realize God's vision for their life. There's a lot of people that never realize God's plan for their life, and they go to work every day and they're miserable. They go home every day and they're miserable. And it's because they're not doing what God made them to do. And it's sad to see Christians live miserable lives. Because I don't believe that's what God created us for, to live miserable lives, right? And so I believe that vision should be exciting. I believe when we realize God's vision for our lives, it should excite us. It should pump us up. It should get some things stirring on the inside of us. So that when we wake up in the morning, we're not like, oh, it's another day. But we get up and we're excited. Ooh, I'm ready. Let's do this. I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready. Because there's a vision on the inside of you. And see, God has a vision like that for every single one of us. But sadly, a lot of people never find that vision. See, we should have a vision for our life. We should have a vision for our marriage. We should have a vision for our family, for our career, for our future. See, we should be excited about life, about the future, about the prospects of what God has for us in our lives. But so many times we don't have that in our hearts. See, and lots of times when a Christian does find the vision for their life, I know this has happened in my life, that when the vision does come, you kind of see it, you ask the question, you know, is this my vision or is this God's vision? Is this something that I want or is this something that God wants for my life? How many of y'all have ever fought over that question right there? God, is this you? Is this me? What's going on? I don't know which way to go. Well, today I want to talk about that. How do we know if it's a God vision? Or how do we know if it's a self vision? And so we're going to go to Philippians chapter 2 today. This is going to be our key verse of the day that we're going to read. See, I believe that there is a key factor that we can look at that will help us to realize, is this truly a God vision? Or is this just something I've dreamed up myself? Or is this something that I want for myself? See, when I graduated high school, I was 18 years old and I knew everything. And I knew what I was going to do with my life. I just knew it. You know, I was ready. And I went to college and I was a business major. Man, I was going to be in business. I was going to own my own business and make lots of money. And life was just going to be wonderful, right? You know, that was my vision for my life. I found out real quick that wasn't God's vision for my life. He had something else for me, because the business part, it sounded great. It looked great on paper, but it was all about me. About what I wanted. About making me rich. But see, I found God's vision for my life. And you know what? It wasn't about me. It was about other people. It was about making other people's lives better. So let's look at this key factor here that we can look at to see if we can determine the vision that we have in our heart. Is it a God vision or is it a selfish vision? All right, Philippians chapter 2, we're going to start in verse 3. It says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, considering others better than yourself. Each of you should not look to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That is an amazing verse of scripture right there. And you know, I've read that so many times. And you know, it's just one of those scriptures like, yeah, that's good. You know, Jesus, you know, he humbled himself and became like us and gave his life for us. But I've always missed what it was trying to tell me. Yes, Jesus did this for me. This is great. We should humble ourselves like Jesus. Yes. But what is it actually telling us? This passage of scripture is showing us what a God vision is. Showing us what, when God puts something in your heart, this is how you know you're on the right track. I want to take out one word out of this passage of scripture and kind of work around it today. And that's the word ambition. See, in a lot of Christian circles, ambition has gotten a bad rap. You know, it's like, oh, he's ambitious. You know, he's selfish. You know, and a lot of people equate ambition for being selfish or greedy. And that is one thing that it talks about here. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition. And lots of times it's like, well, we don't need to have ambition because it's selfish. But that's not what it's telling us here. Because there's two different kinds of ambition. There's selfish ambition, and then there's holy ambition. See, sadly enough, that there's a lot of people, and some of you may be in this room right now, that God has placed a vision in your heart that has never been fulfilled because you've never had ambition to pursue it. Well, if it's supposed to happen, God's going to make it happen. If it's God's will, it's going to happen. Really? Then why aren't we all living in the perfect will of God then? Because it has something to do with us. See, so many Christians don't have ambition to pursue what God has put in their hearts. And so it never happens. See, every single one of us were made for a purpose. We were made for a reason. And see, it's up to us to have that holy ambition to pursue the dreams that God has placed in our hearts. Because when we do, people's lives will be changed. So let's talk about holy ambition. What is holy ambition? Let me kind of give you a definition that I've kind of brought out of the scripture in Philippians chapter 2. This is what holy ambition is. Holy ambition is building something great while helping others, honoring God, and being humble. Let me say that again. Holy ambition is building something great while helping others, honoring God, and being humble. So we're going to talk about these four factors and equate them to a God vision. See, I believe when God places a vision on the inside of us, these four things are going to be in it. And how do we know if it's a God vision or a selfish vision? A selfish vision doesn't have these four things. It might have a few of them, but it needs to have all four. So let's talk about these real quick. The first one, building something great. Now, a lot of people kind of squirm at that one. Well, you know, it's not about building a big church or building a big ministry or building a big business. It's not about that, right? It's about serving God. Well, yeah. See, God wants everything that we do to be great. See, if you look at God's creation, everything he made was great. I mean, he just did a magnificent job. That's one of the reasons I love nature and going hiking so much, is just seeing what God has created and just a lot of the interesting things out that you see in nature, the different rock formations and waterfalls and different things that you can see the beauty of God in his creation. And see, everything that God built was great. And see, when God places a vision in our heart, he wants us to build something great for him. But see, before we can build something great for God, we have to build someone great, which is us. See, so many times we want to pursue a God vision when we haven't properly prepared ourselves for it. Because, you know, I've seen this time and time again in the church world and in the secular world that someone builds this great ministry, someone builds this great business, but then they have a moral failure and it all falls apart. See, they pursued something that they weren't ready for. They achieved a success that their personal lives couldn't handle. And so before we can build something great, we need to build someone great. And that is ourselves. See, a God vision stretches us. It makes us grow. See, when God places a vision in your heart, it should scare you at first. Because you're thinking, there's no way that I can do that. Because you look at your life where you are and God shows you a glimpse of something in the future and you see, there's no way I can do that. But see, God is wanting to stretch you and grow you into a place to where you can do that. See, 10 years ago, I never would have seen myself standing right here doing what I'm doing right now. Some of you who knew me 10 years ago would have said the same thing. But it took 10 years of stretching and growing and learning and humbling myself and allowing God to work in my heart and in my life to get me to where I am now. And you know what? This isn't the final result. God has bigger and better things for me to go on to. I'm not saying I'm leaving the church. I'm just saying there's bigger and better things that God has for my life. And it involves this church. And so that means we all need to stretch. We all need to grow. We all need to get better. See, God wants to build something great. But see, I have to work on me first. See, when you see the vision that God places in your life about what He wants you to do, it's going to require you to stretch and grow. Because, that's where the ambition falls away because they think, oh, I can't do that. I don't want to go through the pain of stretching and growing to reach that point. And so many people settle for second best and mediocrity. See, God wants us to live lives of honor and integrity. So many visions fall apart. So many lives fall apart because they're not lives of honor and integrity. And that's what it takes to fulfill a God vision in your life. God wants to build something great. The second part is helping others. See, a God vision is always others focused. See, there's so many people that have visions in their heart, but it's all about themselves and making them great and making them money and making their name known. And it's all about what can I get? But see, a God vision is always others focused. It's always about other people. Just like it talks about here in verse 4, it says, each of you should not look at your own interests, but also the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ. Verse 7, it says, but He made Himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. That was a huge step for Jesus, a huge step down. For Jesus to become human, to become just like you and me, He humbled Himself and He was others focused. See, He came to serve us, beings that were lower than Him. He came to serve us. He was focused on us. How much more should we be others focused in our lives as believers? How much more should we be serving other people when we have the Son of God serving us? That sounds weird, doesn't it? But He came to serve us. And notice what happened as He made Himself a servant. He humbled Himself and made Himself a servant. So therefore, God exalted him to the highest place. So that's how we build something great. Because, you know, in the world, it tells us that if we're going to be a leader, then we have to lord it over people. We have to boss people around. We have to put people in their place. We got to let them know who's boss. But God says, you need to come and serve. You need to come and help others. Because as you help others, as you humble yourself and help others, we're going to talk about humility here in a second. As you humble yourself, then God exalts you. See, you can exalt yourself, but you can only go so far. But when God exalts you, that's a whole lot better. We need to humble ourselves and be servants. A God vision is always others focused. It's always others focused. The third thing, it's always honoring God. How do we know if it's a God vision or a self vision? Does it honor God? Does it honor God? A God vision always puts the focus on Him. It always puts the focus on Him. Are you trying to make God known? Or are you trying to make a name for yourself? And your vision, are you trying to lift up the name of Jesus, or are you trying to lift up the name of you? How do we know it's a God vision? Because it's always lifting God up. It's always honoring God. It's always putting Him at the highest place. And saying, look at what God has done. Don't look at what, it's not about me. It's not about what I've done, but it's about what God has done in me. Are you trying to make God known? Or are you trying to make yourself known? The number four part of this is staying humble, which is seems to be the hardest thing for humans to do, is to stay humble. Especially when you have a God vision, you're building something great, God is growing you, and your life is thriving, things are going good, things are happening in your life, people are being served. God is working in you. God is using you to reach people. It's so easy to get the focus on ourselves and be like, look what I'm doing. Did you see that? I talked to that person and they got saved. You know, I talked to that person and it made them feel better. Look what I'm doing. And it's so easy to lose the humility in it all. But see, you know what happens when you start taking the credit for what God is doing? What do they say? Pride comes before the fall. See, in a God vision, you have to stay humble. You have to put the focus on where it needs to be, and that is on God, not on you. Because if it wasn't for the strength that God gave you, if it wasn't for the gifts and the talents that God gave you, if it wasn't for God's power that's at work in your life, you would be doing nothing. So one thing is, when there's a God vision in your heart, you have to stay humble. Now see, so many people have the wrong picture of humility. See, humility is not putting yourself down. It's not bad-mouthing yourself. Oh, I'm just a worm. I'm nothing. No. That's not what it's about. It's not about pushing yourself lower. But see, true humility is pushing other people up. It's about investing in other people and pushing them to the next level. See, a good leader doesn't step on people to get to the next level. A good leader pushes other people to the next level. And as you push other people to the next level, God brings you to the next level. See, we want to self-promote. That's the way the world tells us. You got to self-promote. But God says, no. You be humble. You be a servant. And let me promote you. See, so many times we mess up our God vision because we try to self-promote. And we try to be the big dog. We try to make it happen. When God's like, no, so just Just be obedient to what I tell you to do. Serve others and let me do the promoting. Because God can promote you way beyond you can promote yourself. But see, we have to have the right heart and the right attitude. Because you can do the right things and have the wrong heart and end up with the wrong results. Because you can serve people, you can lift other people up, but if you're doing it so God will lift you up, it doesn't work that way. See, you can't manipulate God. You can't manipulate grace. You truly have to be humble in your heart, knowing that nothing that I do is out of my own power. Nothing that I do is about me, because it's God that gives me the strength to do it. It's God that gives me the power to do it. See, I'm very humbled when I stand up here in front of people and speak, because I know that I can't do it. I know that I don't have the skill to do it. I know I don't have the confidence to do it. And I know that in myself, nobody wants to listen to me. I have nothing to say. See, when I humble myself under God and say, God, I know I can't do this. Speak to me. Show me what you want to say to your people. Fill my mouth with your words, because I have nothing to say. And I say, Holy Spirit, speak to lives. And see, that's what he does. And I can stand up here today in front of you because of God and God alone. It's not about me. It's not about what I say, but it's about what the Holy Spirit is speaking into your heart right now. See, we've got to be humble if we're going to chase the God vision in our hearts. Because when you begin to take credit for what God is doing, it'll all fall apart. And we've seen it time and time again. Of people who took credit for God's work and their lives fall apart. It just does not work. See, a God vision will either keep you humble or it will make you stumble. A God vision will either keep you humble or make you stumble. If you keep the right heart, if you keep in humility, knowing that it's all God doing it anyway, you know, you still have to work your part of it. You still have to stretch. You still have to grow. You still have to learn. But you have to allow God to do the work through you. And see, when you begin to take credit for it, it'll make you stumble. Because you are called to something bigger than anything that you could ever do in your own life. That's one way that you know it's a God vision, because it's bigger than anything you could ever accomplish in your own life, in your own strength. And that's why we have to stay humble, because we have to rely on Him to get it done. Don't ever take credit for God's vision. So let's look at this, a God vision. How do we know if it's a God vision? How do we know if it's a selfish vision? A God vision, it challenges you to be better. It challenges you to stretch. It challenges you to grow. A God vision benefits others and not you. A God vision is all about other people. A God vision brings glory to God and not glory to you. It doesn't make a name for you, but it makes a name for God. And you know it's a God vision because it's something bigger for you to do on your own. See, if a vision doesn't stretch you, if it doesn't excite you and scare you all at the same time, then it's probably not a God vision. Because God wants to build something great out of your life. God has huge things for you to do. And it's not for you, but it's for the people around you. Because God wants to use you to reach your world. See, He told us to go in all the world and preach the gospel. Well, see, you live in a different world than I do. You work at a different place than I do. You have different friends than I do. God wants to use you in your world to reach people. See, that's what the God vision is when you're focusing on others, you know you're going in the right direction. Father, thank you so much. God, that you have purposed each and every one of us. God, you've given us all dreams. You've given us all hopes. God, you've given us all visions. God, I just pray that you're stirring that in our hearts today. God, whatever it is, the vision is for each and every person, God, begin to stir that in their heart again. God, I know that you've already revealed it. God, you reveal it through our passions. God, you reveal it through our talents. God, you reveal your vision for us by what makes our heart excited. God, thank you that you begin to stir in that us again, Father. Just thank you as this week, God, as we're starting a new year, God, as we're thinking about doing new things, God, put it in our hearts, God, what it is you want us to do this year. What is your vision for us this year? God, help us to pursue that with holy ambition. God, not just thinking that if it's your will, it's going to happen, God, but help us to pursue it. God, help us to put feet to the vision. God, thank you so much for that, Lord. And I just pray for all those who are discouraged today. God, who think they've missed it, God, they think they've wasted too much time, that they can never do it. God, just thank you that you begin to encourage each and every person here today. Help them to know that they can do it. That it doesn't matter what their past is, God, that you forgive. It doesn't matter what our weaknesses are, because your grace is sufficient in our weakness. God, just thank you, God, that you just encourage us knowing that we can do it. God, stretch us this year. Grow us this year. God, help us to become more like you. Father, we love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, if everybody would stand to their feet, stretch a little bit. All right. Thank you so much for being here today. You're dismissed.